Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to be segueing back to the old website, back to lockandloadradio.com. But we are streaming on both websites today. The Lock and Load with Bill Frady site, unfortunately, is just floating. just drifting out there. But it does have the stream up, and I think there was... both of you people that may be listening on that stream, go to lockandloadradio.com and get the faster load up, the faster sync up. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Beth Baca. We're going to talk women and guns. Been a while since we talked women and guns. I had a... I was actually made privy. I'm never involved in these conversations. I wish I was involved in them, but I'm never involved in them. But I was made privy to this conversation between somebody of like mind and their clueless buddy. And this, they actually had this conversation after the Naval Yard shooting. And my buddy said that gun-free zones are dangerous. They encourage that kind of behavior, the kind of behavior they're supposedly there to prevent. And his buddy said that he was thankful that the other people there didn't have guns. Because could you imagine the carnage that would have resulted from a crossfire? Now, my friend, who does train and everything else, it was sort of like, what? And his buddy said, I haven't been involved in this sort of thing, but people I know who have been in firefights have told me there's nothing worse than being caught in a crossfire. Could have been a lot worse. Just imagine. And my pal said, there's no way it could have been any worse. There's nothing worse than sitting there helplessly waiting on the psychopath to make it to you. Walking around at his leisure. There's nothing worse than someone having that absolute control over your life and you being powerless to do anything about it. This difference in opinion, and I've heard this more than once, is based upon this completely imaginary scenario of some sort of crossfire. And it was beyond stunning to me. Imaginary scenarios are a very dangerous thing, especially if they're shaping an opinion. And if you're left to your own devices, you can imagine and come up with all kinds of horrible things, incredible scenes that have no limits to what disastrously might be waiting. Now, for me... In a situation like that, I have absolute choices here. I have a choice between sitting and waiting to be killed versus having the ability to try to fight back, even if I only have a 1% chance of success. If I have that 1%, that is a 1% chance, which is better than no chance. No chance, and, you know, to me that is better, and, you know, I've thought about this, and you know, I try to understand this whole idea that people hear gunshots and they just stand there. Some do. Most of them are diving to the ground. I don't get in there and play the what-if game. The what-if game is dangerous. It's almost lethal. If you've never allowed your brain to consider a what-if scenario, like what it might be like to be involved in a mass shooting, I could see how you would arrive at that whole crossfire thing. Maybe your brain is so set on the idea that others will protect you that at some unconscious level you just got to wait out the clock and hope that your appointment is kept before the psychopath makes it to you. But then that's without looking at actual events or thinking about such scenarios. It could be very easy to assume that mass shooting events are like, you know, the police and military gun battles that you see on TV, where you have group, you know, you have groups of highly trained people. They never miss. they never have to reload. They run around without being hit, causing devastation wherever they look. The best trained and most tactical group wins as the show breaks to commercial. It is quite different, virtually without exception. Like, for example, those who commit these heinous mass murders are cowards who seek absolute control of the situation. They seek targets where they can exercise complete control without interruption for their 10 minutes of infamous activity. Their temporary reign of terror almost always quickly ends when they are confronted with force. And that's the thing. When one of these mass shooters is in play, when he's doing what he does, he needs to be interrupted. He needs to be disrupted. This is where the whole crossfire thing comes in, because with some people who have never been involved in one of these things, they think there's going to be a prolonged pitched battle of many, many shots and many, many reloads. That is not actually going to be the case. But when the second gun is not introduced, then your first shooter, he typically has a time period around about 10 minutes to do what he wants to do. 10 minutes sounds short on paper. It is an eternity when you are sitting there waiting for your turn. Whatever you're doing right now, stop and try to sit still and do nothing but watch the clock and watch the seconds tick by for 10 straight minutes. And imagine while you're doing that, that someone is in your house trying to kill you. Interruption is what they need. And think about where they might be operating. In a shopping mall, a would-be mass shooter has possibly thousands of possible targets. When he's interrupted, quite another thing happens. But I'll give you some time frames, if you will. The Washington Naval Yard, 1 hour, 9 minutes. Police arrived on the scene within 5 to 10 minutes, almost certainly slowing down the shooter plan of action. But some of them had to pull back. Sandy Hook, about 5 minutes. Virginia Tech at Norris Hall, between 10 and 12 minutes. These things went on uninterrupted for that amount of time. In a mass shooting, you, the armed citizen, can make all kinds of differences. All kinds of differences. If allowed to roam the earth, if you will. golly gee. In any event, we're going to be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Next hour, we're going to talk a little women and guns with Beth Bakken. Beth is not affiliated with anybody. Beth is just somebody that runs around. She's in the gun business, but she doesn't, you know, she's not one of these gigantic behemoths in the gun business. What she does is a little more subtle, and it's everywhere. It's very well spread out. We'll be talking with her next hour. In February of 2014, in California, oh, there were many rejoicings. Because, you see, the Ninth Circuit ruled against California's good cause and slapped down Kamala Harris when she wanted to get involved in it. Now they have reversed themselves. They have reversed themselves, and now they are going to do an in-bank review of the Peruta case, and they're going to allow Kamala Harris to be part of an appeal against this. How confusing can it get? Now, of course, the regular cast of characters came out of the woodwork to applaud the court's reversal, like the Brady Center, who struggles to remain pertinent. Their guy, Jonathan Lowey, said, Californians are safer now that the court has vacated this erroneous decision and reinstated reasonable regulations to protect families from loaded, hidden guns in restaurants, parks, streets, and other public places. You know, just like the other, where the, you know, in the other 49 states that do, well, let's make that 48. And, well, let's make that 47. Let's say 40 plus. In the other 40 plus states where we have it, it's just, you know, it's just blood in the streets. It's just horrible. It's horrible. When I go, when I go on Easter Sunday, when I go to Easter Sunday next week, when I stop at the rest area, there will be blood in the gullies there, right next to the Lance Cracker machine. Because we allow those very dangerous hidden guns to be just everywhere. If you want one, you can have one. But no, not in California. California's safe now. Lowey did not mention that those loaded hidden guns, otherwise known as concealed handguns, are not randomly sitting in restaurants by themselves or on park benches or lying haphazardly in the streets, but are carried by licensed mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters who keep their firearms with them to protect their own lives and the lives of their own families. Well, they're just trying to not die. He did not mention the 760,000 to 2.5 million times per year that somebody uses a gun to thwart a crime. A sexual assault, you know, 200,000 times a year, women use a gun to stop a sexual assault. That's somebody's mom, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's wife, somebody's girlfriend, somebody's sister that stops a sexual assault with a gun. But think about it. The Brady Center is applauding the fact that the Ninth Circuit is willing to rehear and therefore reverse its decision on the good cause requirement, even though a reversal on that decision is going to make it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. That's good in the viewpoint of the Brady campaign. Now, Ninth Circuit Judge, this is a name, Diarmuid O'Scanlan, top of the morning, distilled the crux of the matter succinctly when he handed down the majority opinion against the good cause requirement in February of 2014. In general terms, he stressed that the right to keep and bear arms is in and of itself a sufficient justification for doing so, just like they're saying in Kansas this morning. More specifically, he explained that the good cause requirement makes citizens vulnerable to violence outside their homes because it fails to take into account the fact that the risk of armed confrontation is in no way limited to one's home. This guy brings into it a very much needed dose of common sense and actual fact to it. This is going to, they're going to start hearing arguments on good cause during the week of June the 15th. I myself weep for California, okay? I weep for California. California is some 9 million gun owners. And I don't know what, is it 28 million or 35? California's got a lot of people in it. And for some reason, in California, as big and as spread out as it is, it appears that the majority there thinks it's a smoking hot idea to wait on the cops to show up. To wait. To wait and allow for that. And, you know, we can't have this and we can't have that. And at the same time, they're completely besmirching the idea of just law-abiding people. In California, where they do have 50,000 concealed carry permits, and I don't know who they've gone to. I don't know if they know, if anybody knows. Well, I know that Sylvester Stallone has one. And he stays out of trouble. He causes a lot of trouble, but he stays out of trouble for the most part. And in California, the concealed carry permit is much different than the one I carry around. Because the one I carry around doesn't allow me to go into a school. The one I carry around doesn't allow me to walk into a cop shop. It doesn't allow me to walk into a courthouse. But in California, the concealed carry permit holder has the same carve-out as law enforcement. You see. I guess none of that matters. None of that matters. California, you guys are snatching victory from the... Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to say that. I do want to say it, but I don't want to say it because it hasn't happened yet. But you, California, you've got a bunch of politicians there that will tell you hysterically about things like ghost guns, as if somehow or other a gun that doesn't have a serial number is more lethal than a gun that does. Now, they'll tell you about, you've got gun confiscation squads there in California. You've got cross-reference databases that you guys use to go get guns from people on a daily basis. And you've got and we're going to talk about them later, but you've got the Republicans in the Californian General Assembly. I don't know how many of them there are. They're apparently confused because they have decided to come down on the gun confiscation people because they're not doing it fast enough. You slacker, lackadaisical punks. If you're going to be out there confiscating those guns, get to it. Do it with a little industry. Put your back into it. Somebody told me there the weather's nice, though. That's the allure of it. The weather is nice. Okay. I don't know how nice the weather has to be to live in that kind of a climate politically, but good. Good. I know. I see video of those tall blondes roller skating on the boardwalk in bikinis all the time. That would keep me there. Yeah. I can live with a little tyranny and confusion and stupidity. Just to look. Or I could just watch her in a YouTube video, couldn't I? And just live wherever I want. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go consider my options. I will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Hand cannon, we don't have any, like, children's story time music, do we? That you have available? Okay. I want all of you to imagine yourselves listening to one of my childhood favorites from, I believe it was Burl Ives, Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take a moment and step back and pretend like we're on the Google Earth Express, and we're going to go visit four countries. If you are a Second Amendment aficionado, and just take a look at them. Now, before we board the Burl Ives Express, remember this, there's one lesson that we can learn from the 20th century, and that's that we should always be a little suspicious of a government that actively tries to disarm its population. When the Khmer Rouge came into power in Cambodia, one of the first things they did was set out to disarm the population. And they already had a series of gun laws in place, left over from the time of French colonialism, but the Khmer wanted to take no chances. So they went door to door, asking people if they had guns, telling them there was no need for a gun anymore because, hey, we're here, we got it. After 10 days of going door to door, they got rid of the, you know, they said, no more Mr. Nice Guy, and they told everyone to leave their villages and go for a long walk. While they were gone, they thoroughly searched houses for leftover guns and foreign currencies. Now that they were certain that the population was disarmed, Khmer Rouge were free to go on a murderous rampage that left somewhere between 2 and 3 million people dead over their four-year reign of terror. To give you some sense of scale, in South Carolina, where I live right now, there's currently 4 million residents. So they basically eliminated a state. We've seen similar stories play out in Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, Uganda, Armenia, Guatemala, China, etc., etc., ad nauseum, resulting in more than 200 million deaths. Now, this is not to suggest that calls for greater gun controls are a pretext for mass genocide. It just simply has always led to that. And it's worth bearing in mind the dangers of living in a country that has strict gun control law. Ask him how it's working for him in France. Mm-hmm. Ask him how it's working for him in Australia, in England. It's just smoking. The good news is that the United States isn't the only country where people can bear arms. So now we're now on the Burlives Express, pulling back, listening to Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. As the Earth rotates below us, we're going to come in and take a quick stop off in Switzerland. Switzerland is famous for having, well, you know, chocolate and some great hot cocoa. They also have one of the most well-armed populaces on the planet with true select-fire assault rifles. They're not only allowed to have them, they're required to have them. They're like Kennesaw, Georgia, with better views. Switzerland's laws require having a permit in order to be able to buy certain firearms. But these are attainable with minimal and straightforward bureaucracy. There's, you know, it's sort of like getting your driver's license, where, you know, I don't have a problem with the driver's license part of it. Switzerland, very pretty. But now let's get back on the Burlives Express. Pull back on Google Earth as it rotates below us lazily. Oh, look, there's the Czech Republic. Let's settle down in there just for a second. Czech Republic is another place in Europe where you can enjoy the benefits of gun ownership without having to deal with much government paperwork. You'll need to get a permit in order to legally own firearms, but those are relatively easily available. Also, for most foreigners who live there, if you're a foreigner and you live in the Czech Republic, you don't have to get out there and say, "Well, I've gotten Czech citizenship." No, you have a right to bear arms. Your right to defend yourself from God extends into the Czech Republic. There is no limit to how many you can own, and you can carry a concealed firearm. Czech Republic, pretty welcoming. Sort of sad to get back on the Burlives Express, but we have to because we've got two more countries to visit. So we're going to pull back and let, you know, once again, it's going to rotate below us there, Google Earth. You know, thanks there, Tim Schmidt, or Joseph Schmidt, whichever one of the Schmidts was in charge of it. Look, right, there's Estonia. Let's sit down in Estonia for just a second. There, in Estonia, private possession of a large variety of guns is allowed for Estonian residents under a license. These can be obtained for any number of reasons, including self-defense. The government maintains a record of individual civilians licensed to possess firearms and ammunition, but private sale and transfer is allowed, as is concealed carry. Not bad, Estonia, not bad. Got no problem with Estonia. You'll notice the last two countries are, well, actually the last three countries are all, and the fourth one that's coming up, they all have the thing we're sort of afraid of, but at the same time, they seem to have worked out how to work it out and be civil. But we're going to get on the Burlives Express one more time, because we got one more little trip to make. This time we're going to have to cross an ocean and everything, and we do have some Swiss cocoa left over from the first trip, but we're gonna sit down in Paraguay, whichever one you, however you want to put it. And there, most types of firearms can be legally purchased, but a license is required and a central registry of gun ownership is maintained. If you are a tourist in Paraguay, you can buy weapons in Paraguay. I don't know if you can ship them home. But if you're a tourist there, and, you know, you're making the rounds, and you're out there doing the sights and wanting to go shopping and everything, you can go to the gun shop, and you can buy some stuff. I talk to you all the time about going out and training. That was fun to be on the Burlives Express. We'll have to do that again one day. We'll have to get some music to go with it, too. I will have to find the song Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. And then I'll have to make a loop of it. Although I don't know how long that song is. While I'm out there constantly berating you to go to the range, I've never sat down and said what you should take to the range to make the range something that you can handle. When I go to the range, I carry a few things with me. These are the things I carry with me. These are the things I put in the bag, and I leave in the bag to carry with me. I always have hearing protection. I use electronic muffs or regular earplugs, whichever. I don't use anything in between those two. And usually, I prefer the earplugs. to be honest with you. They never break. They never run out of batteries. You could buy whole cases of those foam earplugs and just stick them in your bag. Eye protection. You can go out and buy a pair of, you know, Oakley sunglasses or Project Rudy sunglasses. You can go out there and spend hundreds of dollars on sunglasses. Or you can go to the Army-Navy store and buy a pair of Revision sunglasses that are Army issue. Get them for about $39. They're nothing special. They're not something. They're not a fashion statement. Come in a nice case. They come with a nice clear lens and a tinted lens. And stick them in your range bag. And then you've got good ballistic protection eyewear. Targets. That's sort of important. Some ranges have them where you can buy them. Some ranges don't. I have bought so many issues of Recoil magazine that I have a steady supply of targets because they always come with a target in the middle of them. I read more Recoil than I go shooting. You can, you know, depending on what you're doing, you might want to carry a variety of targets. But definitely not something that you have to do. Masking tape. You're going to need that. You're going to need markers and pens and a stapler. Ammunition goes without saying. You're going to want to have enough spare magazines. A multi-tool would be a good idea. A gun cleaning kit is a good idea. And for God's sake, take a first aid kit. You never know when you're going to have that bad ricochet. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Allow me to clear my throat. That's why you have a mute button. I made reference to this. The Republicans in California, they are confused. They're supposed to be known for their support of gun rights, yet they sent a letter to State Attorney Kamala Harris last week. Sort of has a man-bites-dog quality about it. A dozen state GOP senators called for an oversight hearing to examine why Harris has been too slow to confiscate the weapons of so-called prohibited persons. You see, we spent money for this. Good money. California is the only state to have what is known as the Armed Prohibited Persons System, which is a database created in 2007 that cross-referenced lists of firearms owners against lists of people who are no longer allowed to own firearms. These can be people with criminal histories, mental illness, or are subject to restraining orders. Add to that soon, if they've taken some sort of medication or something any time in their life, I'm sure. The State Department of Justice then sends agents to the homes of those who are on the list to take away their guns. And when they go to the house, if there's more than one adult there that owns, that owns guns, they take them all. They take every gun there. I think they call that constructive possession. Following the murders at Sandy Hook, the legislature authorized an audit of the program. It also appropriated $24 million after the Department of Justice said the money would enable it to hire more agents and clean up a backlog. This money came from their background check system, by the way. 2 years after the passage of that law, SB 140, the department just released its first report because they are so on the spot. Unfortunately, they say the report reflects the failure of the Attorney General and the DOJ to address the APPS backlog and meet the commitments they made to the legislature. In other words, there's some people that haven't had their guns snatched by the government just yet. So instead of hiring 36 agents as promised, the DOJ hired only 118. Excuse me. In the six-year period prior to SB 140, DOJ confiscated an average of 1,673 firearms per year. In 2014, after the additional $24 million was provided, DOJ confiscated 3,288 guns and a net increase of only 1,616 firearms seized out of the over 40,000 thought to be illegally held. Based upon what, I have no idea, that makes them illegal. It's not surprising that Republicans are focusing on potential bureaucratic bungling by a prominent Democratic official. Kamala Harris wants to take Barbara Boxer's place as the next U.S. Senator out of California, and she's so good-looking. But the letter doesn't address some of the bigger problems that plague this database, and that should concern those who back legal gun ownership. Many gun rights advocates say that the really dangerous folks on the department's list have long been tracked down, given the incentive that law enforcement officials have to find and disarm them. What remains, according to them, are people who aren't dangerous or who are simply caught up in the bureaucratic snafu. Gun owners of California argues that anywhere from 40% to 60% of the names on the list are there incorrectly. This includes people who legally can own firearms but didn't know they had to fill out forms or petition the court to restore those rights. Many people don't even know their names are on the list. A state auditor report from 2013 reviewed a number of confiscation decisions by DOJ and found a large percentage, 37%, of inaccuracies. And critics raise questions about how the department's agents conduct the sweeps. According to Sam Paradis of the Gun Owners of California, they show up in full regalia, armor, machine guns, and black SUVs. Very few judges will give search warrants because the information is so sketchy, so they go and knock on the door and try to bully their way into the home. Paradis says the department may be using an overly expansive definition of possession. For instance, if a prohibited person gives a firearm to a relative, agents may claim the prohibited person still is in possession of the firearm and will go to the relative's house to take it without a warrant. Meanwhile, legislators continually expand the number of misdemeanors that can cause one to forfeit gun rights. Given how quietly these changes are made, it increases the likelihood that, you know, the general law-abiding citizen is going to get swept up in it and might find one day the armor-clad warriors of disarmament at their doorstep in their black SUVs wearing their black stuff. All the while, no indication, you know, in California, in Los Angeles, California, gang members outnumber the cops 3-1. No indication as to whether we're going to their houses to check them out. None. Now, the Republicans in California, who are full on in this, say they want accountability. They want to try to figure out why the AG's office hasn't lived up to its promises. They say they're going to press Harris to see if she is addressing problems with the databases. They think they're doing this all in the name of trying to keep her from becoming senator. All the while, they ignore one thing that's just sort of there, just sort of floating in the smog. They're not looking at the broader problems within the program. So any hearings they hold on this are going to miss the target. Two, this is a program that's unconstitutional. In California. You know, here in South Carolina, I'm sure there are certain misdemeanors that I can run up against that will take my gun rights away. And rightfully so. So they should be in place. And all felonies, of course, that will do it. In California, it's sort of like in the Sylvester Stallone version of Judge Dredd, for example. I can't remember the guy's name, but one of the chief justices wanted to extend the death penalty for misdemeanor crimes and lesser crimes, just to thin out the herd, you know, just to get everything in place and to quell the crowd, to quell the mob. That's what they're doing in California, although they're doing it by taking lesser misdemeanors and turning in these into strip you of all your rights. And they're not going to tell you they strip you of all your rights. Here's the one thing I need to find out. Do these misdemeanors take away from you? And this is what the Californians should be asking. Most of the time, if you lose your gun rights, you can't vote. There's a lot of things you can't do. Does this go with you in California? If you lose your gun rights, do you lose your voting rights? There's a question. Kamala Harris, she's she wants to be senator. That's fine. The Republicans don't need to be out there saying we need accountability. We need to know why she only hired 18. We need to know why they only picked up this many. They need to be saying we need to know why we even had this gun confiscation squad in the first place. That's what they need to be saying. Because let me ask you a question. I don't know anybody. Well, yeah, I do. I know lots of people live in California before I get out there and say that. But I don't, you know, I don't see the Californian brand of American to be that much more dangerous than, say, the ones in South Dakota. When it's all said and done. They may have different haircuts. They may live in different zip codes. And they may, you know, their cost of living and everything may be different. But I just don't see them any more dangerous than somebody that lives in Bismarck. Now, why then does there have to be a higher standard in California? That's what they'll say. There's a higher standard in California because we want this for you. That's what I want to know. These things kill me. They just absolutely kill me. Golden State is no more. Let me rephrase that. Golden State does have plenty of things to make it dangerous, but that's been put in place by liberal policy. But the average Joe Schmo walking around in California, no more dangerous than anybody I know. But they have a different standard to live by. We're going to flip into the next hour. Coming up next, Beth Baca, Women and Guns. We're going to be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.